Responding to these risk factors, suffering. We all know that life is full of unpredictable events, some of which are painful and may have long-term negative consequences. Fortunately, there are things we parents can do to prepare our kids for the unexpected and to increase the likelihood that they learn from their circumstances rather than being damaged by them. Suffering is a normal part of life. God's Word is full of references to the pain and suffering that comes from living in a sinful world. We're told that heaven is our eternal home and will never be fully at peace in this world. History has taught us that no generation or people group has been or ever will be immune to pain, suffering, decay, destruction, and death. In fact, suffering is probably more prevalent in life than joy, because so many things are out of our control. Paul understood this well. In Romans 5:3-5, we read how Paul learned to view persecution and difficulty in his life. He used a growth mindset to develop perseverance and character. Throughout the Psalms, David also displayed a growth mindset. He leaned on God to help him respond to his enemies, pain, sorrow, and the difficulties in his life. Why then do people so often respond to painful circumstances with disbelief, denial, and anger? The answer to "Why me, God?" in the face of suffering that isn't self-inflicted is because you're a human being. Chuck Swindoll once wrote, "The longer I live, the more convinced I become that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it." This is important to remember as we help our children learn to manage the hurts of life. If you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK-8255 or contact the Crisis Text Line by texting TALK to 741-741.